dresses on.
Have patience. All the signs suggest that if you have patience, today will be a better day. We'll see if we can make that work for you. Jennifer Horn is here along with, let's see, we have Ken Kessler with us. We have Grace McFadden. We're going to say here.
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 Oh, Ken sounds like he's a little coldy today. Are you okay?
A little bit. I have a cold that doesn't want to leave.
Yeah, you have a little coldy.
Dwayne Johnson.
I heard.
Known as The Rock.
Yes, not so much.
Went into, he had a rock and now he's got it removed, so he should be okay. He went into the hospital yesterday with his bod of steel, Jennifer. Posted a twit picture of himself after he had emergency hernia surgery. So apparently he's okay. He'll go back home. This is a drama that has kept him from going to the premiere of his latest film, Pain and Gain.
Aww.
I'm trying to remember what that's
How
about.
How lucky is he?
All right. What's that movie? What is that movie about?
I don't know, actually. I remember seeing him standing next to somebody famous, and they're... Oh, gosh.
Somebody else who's famous.
Yes, yeah, in the movie. Yes. I'll have to look it up. But you know what's interesting is that he got this hernia as a result of his match with John Cena at WrestleMania.
Oh, really?
So people that say wrestling is fake...
When was that out? John, these two guys are friends, actually, in real life.
I don't know. I mean, I would imagine that they're probably friendly. They work together.
Yeah, no.
But, yeah, he injured himself in that match.
Really? So he injured himself. How did he get thrown around?
Probably. Or maybe he tried to lift him, or who knows?
Really? Yeah. Okay, well.
That's a tough sport. I mean, maybe just because there's a predetermined way it's supposed to go. You have to be, you have to be very athletic and precise with your movements. Otherwise, you can hurt yourself.
Right. Well, there have been people that have gotten, that's for sure, have gotten hurt as a result of it. But there's a lot of money involved. That's the big deal. Monday Night Wrestling.
Monday Night Raw.
Right. All right, so Dwayne Johnson's okay. Not the case with Janelle Evans, however, the teen mom of pictures. I'm looking at a mug shot of her. What a disgrace.
This show is a disgrace.
It
I don't
is.
Even know why we still talk about it.
All right, so
I don't
let's
know.
Not talk about
yeah,
it.
I don't know why it's on the cover of every magazine. It's just, yeah.
All right. So we've taken care of gossip here between the Janelle arrest and the...
For heroin, by the
right,
way.
Yeah, using heroin. Was she 19 years old? How old
Something
she?
Like that. Yeah, really
yeah,
young. Yeah. 19.
She has a bit, and, but how many children does she have? A
couple of them.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Good. This is a great example.
Good story, huh?
Yeah, perfect.
A right. Heroin arrest. Yay. You're a great mom.
The Associated Press, which has become my least favorite of all the sources I have on my computer because it's so obviously biased, but because there isn't much in terms of national news, these old, the UPI and Reuters, well, Reuters is still around. Reuters does actually a better job, I believe, than AP does. But at any rate, that's not the story. The story is yesterday somebody hacked into the AP Twitter account, Kenny, and as a result of that, the news story broke about an attack on the White House. And so a result of that, in part, was a panic on Wall Street. You always love these sorts of things. This is a fake tweet, sending stocks down 140 points within minutes. Erased all of the gains of the day. It bounced back once investors realized that this was a phony. Happened around 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and it read, "Breaking news. Two explosions in the White House, and Barack Obama is injured." The tweet was up for a couple of seconds. The AP account was suspended. At AP Twitter has been hacked. The wire service said in a statement, "The tweet about the attack at the White House is false. We will advise more as soon as possible." So how much of that sort of thing is possible? And in terms of the news that you that somehow or other you absorb or you're exposed to, what does all of this do to the credibility, the potential credibility, never mind their bias, but how do you know, how do I know when I'm looking at any of this stuff
what
that hasn't been hacked?
Now.
What's true?
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's easier. I think you're more secure on a website from those organizations. Twitter can easily be hacked, and you have to remember that. I mean, the sources are all open. Some accounts that look real are not real, and it's easier to hack into that kind of stuff. So the website is a little safer, but then you look at some of the misreporting that you had over the last couple of weeks, and is it really that much safer? I don't. I mean, you just have to check multiple sources now. You have to be your own reporter, I think.
Well, there's another example of that, not having to do with a hack at AP, but the story from Boston about the fellow that owned the boat
Yeah.
He vote the kid. He was yesterday. He was
heard
on
an interview with him yesterday.
Yeah, you heard that. So he basically said none of, or not none, but most of what was reported wasn't true.
Right.
And so again, you go back around. So how much is true that you read or hear in this circumstance on a program like this, where we talk about what is in the news to a point? Sometimes we have fun with it. It's just a reflection on what may be discussed today by you and some of your friends, colleagues, whatever it is that you spend your day or how you spend it. As some of the conversation, hey, did you hear what those guys on the radio said? Okay. So that's fair and square. But, and I don't present myself to be an authority, and I don't expect that people believe that this program is the end all when it comes to knowledge. Sometimes you learn some things talking about what we've talked about, and that's cool. That's why I like to have the freedom to have all of us express ourselves, whether it's the truth, it's actual, or everything is satisfactual. This is a zippity-doo-dah good day program that just is based on conversation about some of the important stories of the day. And so in this circumstance, what is it? Buyer beware, caveat emptor, user beware. How will you translate that, Kenny, from the Latin? What else do you see on the AP website, the Twitter account? They must have a Facebook page as well. Any other fallout from this other than the obvious on Wall Street?
I don't think there was any other fallout. It happened and then it was taken care of very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It was just amazing how quick it went to Wall Street and knocked down the stocks.
Yeah, right. It really is. It shows you, again, how everybody's waiting for that next shoe to drop, right? It's always...
Well, I think there's that little bit of stress now that's in us, that post-traumatic stress that happened probably for most of us after 9/11, and then all of this coverage maybe brings that out, and then you hear about the Ryson guy being released and who actually sent that, and then what you hear these stories, and all of a sudden your body just starts going, oh, there must be something else, you know? And you fall into it easily because it's part of the new reality now, like we've talked about.
All right, speaking of Wall Street, Apple Inc.
Yes,
reporting,
I've heard of them.
Better than expected second quarter revenue. The second quarter isn't over yet. The second quarter.
As a corporation, can you expect $1 like on the prices, right, just so that you appease your investors, or do you have to have a real number?
I think you have to have a real number.
Oh, I try to go for $1.
The sales of iPads and iPhones have brought the company's revenue around to $42 billion so far this quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Do you even understand those numbers?
No.
$42 billion.
Huge.
It's more than the oil companies, and they're bringing plenty of money in as well. The thing about Apple that's good is they bring more money to the bottom line than most other corporate giants, mm-hmm. which I find also fairly interesting. So if you got Apple stock, you're doing A-O-K. 15 past the hour with Jennifer and Doug and Kenny and Richie, 888-302. Doug, to be in touch with us, email to Doug@DougStephan.com or Jennifer@DougStephan.com or Rich@DougStephan.com or Kenny@DougStephan.com. Twitter account @GoodDayShow and Facebook.com/GoodDay. A lot of people are sending. I'm looking more and more. It's interesting, Jennifer, that the folks who are so eager to be on social media, maybe it's the old-timers who are still using email. But I got a nice good morning from Central Texas yesterday. Steve Harris, who lives in Brownwood, Texas, down there, loves the program. He says our community in the heart of the Bible Belt is on every morning KXYL FM 96.9, where I spent some time this past, when was I there? I was in January, I think it was there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My program causes quite a stir, he says. There's a lot of comment about the program, and that's cool. It's what I like more than anything else is that people have a tolerance there. In some places they don't, for a different point of view. So thank you, Steve. 888-302-3684. I have all these different numbers. How about I give you this number? You ready for a number?
I'm ready.
800-525-8319. You know what that number is good for?
No idea.
The new Provia hair strengthener. That's what it is.
Oh, cool.
Like muscles in your hair. That's what this is all about. Your hair follicles are weak, Your hair is tired, and so you want it to be strong and vital, do you not? And I'm not really being facetious here. I'm sort of making the point. I think about the picture of the rock that I saw in the hospital. There is strength in your body. There's strength in your hair. There's strength in your hair follicles. You just have to help it out a little bit. This is like vitamins for your hair. It's an all-natural serum that, when used, it cleans out the pores so more of your hair will grow back in. Also makes your hair that you have thicker, fuller, more lustrous. Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, is something that you ought to have. Both men and women are using it. It's a great breakthrough in hair health. And the way to get it, simply dialing up the company at 800-525-8319. You can get a free month supply when you mention Doug Steffen, dialing 800-525-8319. Why wouldn't you want to have your hair look as wonderfully well as it can? It will, or your money back. Call this number now. Order Provia risk-free. Nothing to lose but your hair. 800-525-8319.
Teams are going to be moving up. They're going to be moving down. Steve Milner, quarterback at Alabama, having going.
Your team's future starts on draft night.
Where the Kansas City Chiefs are picking and grab Steve Milner ahead of the other teams. Another quarterback, Matt Barkley, his stock plummeted.
Know what we know, and you'll know the draft.
Second round, running backs outside of Eddie Lacy from Alabama, nobody to speak of at that spot. Tight end Tyler Eifert from Notre Dame figures in the top.
The 2013 NFL Draft. Coverage begins Thursday at 8 Eastern on ESPN and Watch ESPN. Presented by Bud Light.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With?
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad. You only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon. It's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Speaking of itching, those of you who are interested in, you're itching for more news about the Boston bombing, you'll be happy
I'm
to know.
I'm just itching, actually.
I know you are. Okay, well, there's a cream for that. The itching about the mother says, my boys didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. There's still the setup thing, yeah.
Right.
I'm wondering if he has recently confessed to, I mean, we won't know.
Pretty much confessed to everything.
Right. I mean, yeah. He confessed everything. To other people, but I wonder if he confessed to the
FBI. He's confessed to them, too.
Well, yeah. Sorry, Mom.
I did it. Right. Mom, you'll have to go. Mom can't come to America because she's wanted for shoplifting.
That
so she'll
has
have to stay home.
I know, but that has to be hard as a parent. If...
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Number one with this song during this week in 1981. This is actually quite a good tune. You want to crank it up, Michael, there for a second? A musical interlude from time to time to break up the monotony of these horrible stories.
What's next?
Oh, a little comedy.
Oh, can't wait.
Right, so we have our comedy. We're now sort of getting back to normal with the comedy. We always have a few excerpts. What? Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Allergy. My God, it really is. We say the same thing. It gets worse every year. At any rate, the late night program's highlighted by a little excerpt from Jay Leno and David Letterman and Jimmy Fallon here.
I guess you heard that story by now. Oscar and Reese Witherspoon arrested for disorderly conduct when she interfered with a police officer's DUI arrest of her husband. Now, Reese admitted she had also been drinking.
No.
Apparently, she told the police officer she once played Johnny Cash's wife, June Carter, but they didn't believe her. Because she couldn't walk the line, you know. So that was. Yeah. And NBC sportscaster Al Michaels, he got arrested over the weekend for DUI. His blood alcohol, 0.08. 0.08. And, of course, NBC was ecstatic. 0.08. Those are the highest numbers anybody on this network.
I don't know if you know about this, but today is the kind of thing where you say to yourself, oh, great. There is a hackers. You know the hackers when they hack into things? The hackers? They hacked into the Associated Press, their Twitter account, and they faked reports about an attack on the White House. Faked a report. Completely phony. And I thought, wait a minute. The news, the real news isn't bad enough? Now we're making up bad news? I mean, for the love of God, really?
You guys see this? Yesterday, the Backstreet Boys received their own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
Of course, it got awkward when they had to ask one of the guys from 98 Degrees to stop sleeping on it. It's just, you know, it is tough times out there, you guys. You know what I'm saying? It's not a pretty business, no.
Oh, my God.
Check this out, you guys. The History Channel miniseries, The Bible. You know, that thing was a big hit. Now it's being cut down to 3 hours so that it can be released in theaters. And this is cool. Apparently, theaters will be able to feed an entire audience with just one bucket of popcorn.
He's amping it up.
And then Moses
like
parted the red vines.
Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman,
and
Jay Leno. All right, so let's go to daytime conversation. Jennifer, you're going to love this.
Okay.
The ladies on The View yesterday discussed Ann Curry getting her hair cut. She did not get the network's approval prior to getting it done. Listen to this.
Ann Curry showed off a much shorter hairdo on the news Friday, and it's being reported that she cut her hair without the approval of the network. Oh. Apparently, most on-air talent is required to notify bosses before changing their look.
Not
yeah,
true.
Count on that.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
And people are wondering if this is her act of rebellion or whether she's had to cut her
hair. Half off her hair. She didn't do a Anne Hathaway, you know, little short hair comb. I mean,
but you know,
poor Anne. Now, I don't know whether poor Anne or hooray for Anne, but she is so much noticed now, and we have to notice the good work that she does.
I love Anne. I think you know, cutting your hair can be at times a crisis act, like if you think you're going through a change.
Hi, Jennifer, if you get your haircut, you need my permission.
I have an appointment next week, sir. Is that okay?
Really? How much are you going to get cut off?
Probably just a trim.
Oh. Have you ever had short hair?
I've had shoulder-length hair.
Really?
But that's as short as it's ever been. I'd love to have short hair, though. I think it's easier.
Yeah, it is. When you're in the warm weather months, much easier to chop it here. A little chop here and a little chop there. Here, chop there, chop everywhere. Chop, chop. 28 past the hour. Chop, chop on good day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. River cruising is one of the fastest-growing segments of the travel industry. I'm talking double-digit growth. But did you know it's also a much greener way to travel? By definition, river cruising has some eco-friendly benefits. The ships are compact, they only carry a couple of hundred passengers at a time, and the cruise lines have to follow basic environmental standards. And now, several of the major cruise lines are even including eco-friendly features on their ships. Viking River Cruises started this trend with the Viking River Legend back in 2009. Vantage Deluxe ships have low-emission engines, LED lights, more efficient propulsion systems, and even their hull shapes were designed to use less power to reach their cruising speed. And it's not just about the features on the ship. Several river cruise operators, including Uniworld and Talc, work with local organizations to work with the communities and promote sustainable shore excursions. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Prices are falling fast at Rent-A-Center. It's the Rack Roll Down. We've rolled down prices throughout the store to the lowest levels ever. Shop our new lower prices on your favorite brands. Everyone's pre-approved for 90 days, same as cash, or flexible weekly or monthly payments with no credit needed. Hurry in and save like never before with new lower prices at Rent-A-Center. See store for details. Pre-approval means no credit check or credit required. Rental purchase transaction, 90 days, same as cash, not valid in Vermont.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com. Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Voices are true and strong. It is the Doug Steffen Good Day People program.
Good Day People.
The Good Day People.
That's what we are.
Somebody named Larry Patterson had a message. Larry? Yeah, Larry wanted. Larry wonders about the name Good Day from time to time. He disagrees, with my recollection of certain things that have happened in America, and in light of what's the situation in Boston, what's the reality there? My reality is based on living here most of my life, and also my bias against government interference. These guys, there's no way that these fellas had the right to do what they did. And I'm not undermining the sympathy that goes to the people who are innocent victims. There's too much of this everywhere. Not only in America do we have innocent victimhood, we have it in areas where there's war, you have it in areas where there's people reacting to war, people getting angry because we've done what we've done, and it becomes a perfect play. It's like a passion play, if you're familiar with those from studying English in college. The passion plays that develop out of the people's passions are directed in any number of ways. You don't think the people in Al Qaeda have passion? Otherwise, how would they get?
Hello, they have probably the ultimate passion.
Yeah, right.
Just about the wrong stuff.
Yeah, well, that's what we say. We say it's the wrong stuff because it doesn't square with our value system. But for them, this is a great way for them to have revenge, have their revenge on us. Larry said that he wishes I keep my opinions to myself.
So that's hard to do when you have a show, but
right,
you know.
Based on opinion and conversation, the things that are going on here, 888-302-3684. Follow us on Twitter at Good Day Show and Facebook.com, Good Day Show. The Philadelphia couple who are on probation after they refused to seek medical care for their son who died. Remember that story from last year?
I do.
Guess what?
What?
second child died yesterday.
What?
Herbert and Catherine Scheibel told authorities they prayed for the health of their 8-month-old son, Brandon, who was suffering from diarrhea, breathing problems. The baby died.
Oh,
they belong to a fundamentalist
no medical attention.
Christian church that believes in faith healing. The judge said at a hearing they violated the most important condition of their probation. Remember, they were on probation.
Right.
They were supposed to seek medical care for their remaining children.
Such a slippery thing. If this is not your belief, do you have to be forced into it? I mean, this is a weird
thing. Well, right, it is. Who's in charge here? The family or the judge?
But yet, it's also a religious thing when terrorists attack us, and that's what we think that's wrong. So I would imagine that we have to use that same logic here.
Yeah. So, anyway, the authorities have not filed criminal charges against the family, against the mother and father, but charges could be filed. The 2-year-old last year who died had pneumonia. Not sure exactly how this one, but if you got diarrhea will kill you.
And oh, most for sure, especially when you're a kid. Yeah.
Right. Most of the, shall we say, what do they call them? Third, we have what do they call it? Third area countries, not third?
Third world.
Third world countries, thank you. Third world countries, the most common form of death is diarrhea, because they don't have the stuff to treat it, and it just robs your body of everything. So that's what this baby died from. And so you got to wonder about that decision or what it is that moves people to do those sorts of things. 888-302-3684. Beliefs are strong. Again, I go back. The reason I brought it up is because people criticize others for their beliefs. How strong are your beliefs? And in what area do you hold things that are close to you most dear? I think that's, you know, kind of...
I wonder how hard of a decision it was for them. Like, if it was just, you know, if it was something that was easy, that they weren't going to seek medical treatment, or if it was hard for the mother, because I can't imagine watching my baby suffer and not call somebody for help.
Nope. But that's the way you and I think.
If it was easy for them because they just have that faith, or if it was still difficult for her on some level.
Yeah, I'm betting it was pretty difficult for the mother.
888-302-3684.
Okay, so Bill Gates seems to be somewhat in trouble, depending on how you interpret the picture that's making the rounds on the internet. Photograph of Bill Gates shaking hands with the new president, Park Wung-bae, from South Korea. He may not have realized it, but a one-hand shake in Korean culture...
Oh, it's rude.
...also in Asia is notably casual and rude. Only do you do it when the other party is a good friend or maybe someone of the same age, that sort of thing. Using one hand with the other tucked in the pants pocket is considered rude there, expressing superiority. Perhaps this is his all-American style, but an open jacket with hand in pocket, way too casual, regretful, said the Secretary General of the Korean National Assembly. It's war against the Americans.
No, South Korea
way
like
to go,
us.
Bill.
We're friends.
All right, anyway.
They need us, even if he shook hands the wrong way.
The internet chat rooms and social networks filled with the debate about cultural differences and whether we need to respect things that are done in other countries.
We do, and I think that is one problem with the Americans. Sorry to interrupt you, but I do think that is one thing with American culture is that we are so ingrained in our own stuff that when we go to other places, we forget that it's just not the same, and we don't respect that. I mean, I would love to go to Egypt. One of the reasons I don't go to Egypt right now is because I know it's not a good place for women to go, especially alone or with a group of other women. You know, you think about these things before you go. When you shake hands with somebody, when you do different, I mean, there's just so many different rules, and I think we do have to be respectful of them, even if we don't think they seem smart or it makes sense.
The controversy doesn't end there, Jennifer.
What happened next?
Apparently, Mr. Gates met with two other South Korean presidents with whom he agrees politically, and he gave them the proper handshake.
Oh, so this wasn't a mistake.
Apparently not. No, intentionally showing his political preference, respect for the opposition leader, and not for the ruling party leader. Wow, this is...
Unless someone just corrected him. Who did he shake hands with first?
I don't know the answer to that.
Because someone could have just corrected him more than it being a political statement. Or it could have been dramatic.
But you know what? It's kind of strange But do we have our own habits here? I was talking yesterday, as a result of the Earth Day celebrations, of me looking at the picture of what the Earth looks like from the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about stuff like this and how meaningless it all really is. In the light of eternity, the light of where we are in terms of our transiting through space, what the hell difference does it make? Whether you shake hands with one hand, two hands, you use your foot to shake. What? Who cares?
Well, it doesn't matter to us, but you know,
but no, I mean, in general, but no, why? So some tradition has developed over the years that you shake hands in a particular way. You're going to get all bent out of shape? You should see the ink that's been wasted on this controversy. It's ludicrous.
Well, what if it's okay in another country to extend your middle finger at somebody, and then they can hear into that to the president?
Only,
that would be bad.
The only reason that would be offensive is because, and by the way, this is the same sort of thing. Apparently, it's like giving the finger to this lady, shaking hands the wrong way. It's just a different expression of giving her the finger. Give her all five fingers, only on one hand.
Mm-hmm.
But the point I'm trying to make is that here we are on this planet for 100 years, and if we're fortunate.
And there are bigger issues. I understand
And you think about the whole business about boundaries and why there's a boundary here and a boundary there, and it becomes rather an interesting... Remember the John Lennon song, Imagine?
Yes.
If you remember the lyric line, imagine world without, I'm paraphrasing, without religion, without borders, and how easy it would be if there were never any. Political borders were established for control purposes, same as religion is established for control purposes. There are a lot of people who want to control you. There are a lot of people who want influence, and this is a way, that's all it is.
There are a lot of people who work better being controlled.
Well,
I would throw that to you.
Part of the human condition. Who's going to decide who those people are, however? You?
Well, I think you decide yourself. I mean, some people just need that extra. They need it. They need a organized religion, or they need government to tell them, you know, at least something.
It's kind of arrogant of you to come up with that, isn't it? Who are we to say?
I need religion.
Who needs control? I don't.
Well, that's a bummer.
Really?
Guess I won't be seeing you after we pass. I'm just kidding.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places.
I was hoping we could have adjoining condos, but not anymore.
You're going to have the cottage all by yourself, Jennifer.
I guess.
Up there, the cottage in the sky. All right, so that's enough. Maybe it isn't enough, but I've had enough. I've had enough of you. 888-3684. Now, there are some people in life who I have found I can never get enough of, and you're one of them.
Aww.
Isn't that sweet?
That is sweet.
That's true. I find you're just such a wonderful part of this experience every morning. I look forward to it, frankly. All right, having said that, 16 before the hour.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job.
My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
According to the CDC, immunizations have had an enormous impact in helping to improve the health of children in the United States. National Infant Immunization Week serves as a great reminder to parents and caregivers that vaccines can help protect children from 14 childhood diseases by age 2. But vaccines are not just for children. Dr. Patricia Samuelson, a family physician based in Sacramento.
Well, parents are naturally concerned about the health and safety of their children, it is important to remember that vaccination is important in helping to maintain health and wellness for people of all ages. According to the CDC, vaccination is one of the top 10 public health achievements of the last two centuries, and vaccines are recommended not only for children, but across a lifetime. The CDC has recommended vaccination schedules for children and adolescents as well as adults.
To learn more, people can talk to their health care professional and visit sponsor.webmd.com/vaccines for information from Merck on WebMD. I'm John Dridden.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams. Thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And with exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through April 30th, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to GEICO. People love GEICO. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to GEICO. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, 13 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. I want to say hi to Michael Gay.
Hi, Michael.
Who's listening to our program in Virginia, Richie. He's a veteran.
Oh, you guys should hang out.
We should.
Richie's in that area.
Exactly. Come on over. All right, so let's see. We're into the discussion of items that are openly important here on the Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. The FAA has begun furloughing employees to save that $200 million. And there is a move afoot today. No big surprise here. Our boys and girls in Congress have decided they need to introduce a bill which will fix that problem. The problem, which is actually created by having Nudniks, rather than...
Is there
a Nudnik or is it a Nudnik? Which is it, Nudnik or Nudnik?
I think the official term is Nudnik.
Nudnik, okay. So Ray LaHood is probably the biggest Nudnik that is there, and they've tried hard. I always love it. That reminds me of when Bill Clinton used to say how hard he was working. Hey, you are the job, so don't complain about how hard you're working. I'm working so hard to figure out a way to screw the American public even better. So now there's a bill. They have to transfer money. This is very interesting. The Afghanistan war has, of course, worn out its welcome, and so we're slowing down. Did you know there's almost $100 billion that isn't being spent? It's just in an account somewhere for the war. They're going to take that money and apply it so that they can put the FAA folks back to work. How much other stuff is there?
Yeah, all that cash sitting around.
What in the name of heaven are we sitting here? And Richie says my rants are limited now to 60 seconds, so about 30 seconds.
You've got about 20 seconds left.
Yeah. What in the world is there about our relationship with our government that we allow this to happen? More people, pay more taxes. We need more taxes. They're going to waste more of your money. $100 billion just sitting there because we don't have as many people in Afghanistan, so they budgeted for the worst-case scenario. How many of those circumstances are there? Oh, will you stop it?
Done.
Right. But I made a good point, though, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Very good point.
All right. Thanks very much. Hey, the Internet. Yesterday, Congress working on a sales tax proposal.
Oh, this. Here's my rant.
Please. You have 40 seconds because you're not the host.
No, it's, you know. We just come out of a story.
Hurry up, 30 seconds.
We just come out of a story where they can't manage their money, so now we have to go dig and find more money. I'm done.
He doesn't have a ticker, but he's got a cowbell.
Yeah. Here, I'll buzz myself.
Hey, Kenny, that's your rant. Jennifer, wait a minute, just a second. That's Jennifer's.
Oh, that's a cute one. I like it.
We see how great the economy works on the internet.
Yeah.
Without
now we're screw
attacks.
It up.
Now they're just going to ruin it.
Let's screw it up. Yeah, let's screw it up. That's genius on the part of those. I can rant with you pretty well on this one, Richie. You and I can rant together. It's rant rant time on the Good Day program.
If everybody rants a little bit, they might not do
maybe
it.
They will stop being so silly. 51 after on Good Day.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Three after the hour now on the Doug Good Day program. Time for Tech Talk, or it's Tech Talk time on Good Day. There are a lot of things we want to pursue here informationally, a lot of stories at DougStephan.com having to do with the internet and technology, et cetera, et cetera. Let's get started, though, with the friendly voice of our reporter, Shelley Palmer, who talks about how technology is helping curtail crime in the Big Apple. That's next here on Good Day.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was at night. I had a sword. Our house was a castle. It was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Team's going to be moving up. They're going to be moving down. Steve Milner, cornerback at Alabama, having going.
Your team's future starts on draft night.
Where the Kansas City Chiefs are picking, and grab Steve Milner ahead of the other teams. Another quarterback, Matt Barkley, his stock plummeting.
Know what we know, and you'll know the draft.
Second round, running backs outside of Eddie Lacy from Alabama. Nobody to speak of at that spot. Tight end Tyler Eifert from Notre Dame figures in the top.
The 2013 NFL Draft. Coverage begins Thursday at 8 Eastern on ESPN and Watch ESPN. Presented by Bud Light.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, what's the best way to curtail crime in New York City? Give NYPD officers Android devices, of course. Over the past year, the New York Police Department gave out 400 Android smartphones to officers. The phones aren't used to make or receive calls, but instead use a data connection and a custom app to look up arrest files, criminal histories, police photographs, and even information from the DMV. The phones give officers quick access to look up anyone with an arrest warrant, police summons, or other information they might might need. How does it work? An officer simply types in a street address in the app and all relevant information will pop up. Officers say they can use this information to notice arrest patterns and figure out crime hotspots they might want to spend a little extra time in. Another great example of New York's finest turning to technology to help them fight crime, and a great way for all of us to succeed in a connected world. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Oh, yeah! Who's the man? Right here!
Does your Philip make you feel this good? It can, with Shell and the Fuel Rewards Network program, where members pay less for Shell fuel.
Yeah.
Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then use your Fuel Rewards Network card at participating Shell stations to...
Hey, big!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see FuelRewards.com.
Team's going to be moving up. They're going to be moving down. Steve Milner, cornerback at Alabama, having going.
Your team's future starts on draft night.
Where the Kansas City Chiefs are picking and grab D. Milner ahead of the other teams. Another quarterback, Matt Barkley, his stock plummeting.
Know what we know, and you'll know the draft.
Second round, running backs outside of Eddie Lacy from Alabama. Nobody to speak of at that spot. Tight end Tyler Eifert from Notre Dame figures in the top.
The 2013 NFL Draft. Coverage begins Thursday at 8 Eastern on ESPN and Watch ESPN. Presented by Bud Light.
I say hi to Arnold and to Bill, who are both a couple of our fine followers of fashion in Palm Springs.
Hello, Arnold.
Palm Springs. Yes.
The big issue there are illegals. That's the big issue, a lot of illegal immigration conversation. Not that we're going to get into that here. Actually, what I'd like to do is pay attention to one of the stories that we have at DougStefan.com today, whether or not your doctor is on social media. The question about Facebook, you are friending your doctors, but the doctors are not friending you, apparently. Don't be offended, though, because they have better things to do, like, hello, take care of patients.
That's actually just weird, maybe.
One of the big medical associations actually just came out with a report for the doctors saying that they should be friending their patients and some guidelines. Well, let's say you have a quick question for your doctor that doesn't require an appointment, and you can just go on Facebook and send them a message, and they can get back to you, and boom, problem's over. And they're even suggesting that the doctors have a social media person in the office who is the one who manages and answers all of your questions via the doctor, of course.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
I think you can do that with Dr. Ken on the weekends here on the Good Day program.
Sure, I'd absolutely love to be able to ask a doctor a question via the computer. WebMD is the scariest website.
It really is.
And if you can get some professional help.
Can I get the poll in?
Yeah.
The poll today is your doctor on Facebook. A, yes, and we're friends.
Better hurry.
B, yes, but we are not friends. C, I don't know, I never checked. D, no, at least not that I could find. Your doctor on Facebook. Our poll, where do you usually play computer games? 40% of you said on your computer. 13% said on Facebook. 13% said on the phone. 12% said, I don't play computer games. Result of the poll we have every day at DougStefan.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.